began to work this morning on Psalms 128 and the Psalms 123 through 128. We're going to read 128 again for a text tonight and continue in that, that study. And Psalms 128 and 1, would you say, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. Thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children and peace upon Israel. What a promise. God bless you as you're seated tonight. Let's give him praise and thanks for his word and for the promise of his word. We give you thanks, mighty God, for the privilege of handling your word. Oh, that's pathetic praise for the word of God. Let's give him thanks for the word. We magnify you, we worship you, we praise you. Praise God. Praise God. It is so good to be afforded the privilege of handling the word of God. And you're never going to be happier about it than the day that you stand alive forevermore in the presence of God. And we'll sing the old songs over there, but I'm telling you, this word of God is going to redeem your soul. We began to talk this morning about the fact that there is a factor in life that can change everything. Turn a shepherd boy into a champion. Turn a small stone into a missile that takes down a giant. Can take a mountain and move it out of your way. Can turn a tiny nation like Israel into a nation that has greater longevity than Babylon, mighty Persia, the Median Empire, or Grecia. The Romans have come and gone, but Israel's still in the land tonight because they're rooted in the word of God. The God factor can suspend natural law for you and turn your world upside down. And when you don't see that there's a way at all, God can make a way for you. Somebody say praise the Lord. Is there a witness in the house that you were up against the wall? You had no idea where the answer would come from, but God opened up the word of God in your life and made a way where there was no way. There's a testimony here in the house. Prayer becomes a portal to another world. A service like this tonight can be a life-changing experience. And whatever we do in life, if we'll mix in the God factor, it changes everything. A marriage that's in trouble needs the God factor. A family that's having crisis with their children, you need the God factor. A man that's having trouble with authority in his home, you need the God factor. Moving in your house, somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God. And as we began to work on that this morning, we started in Psalms 123. And the psalmist said, I lift up my eyes unto the Lord. He dwells in the heavens, and he said, I'm just like a servant in the house of the Lord, and I'm waiting for him to move his hand or to give me a gesture or an indication of his desire. And we talked about the fact that you don't just get the God factor because you want it or because you desire it, but you get it because you're standing in the presence of God, acquiesced to the desire of God, oriented toward his agenda and his cause, and you're waiting on God. He takes preeminence in your life, and as you do that, as you have an attitude of service and you're oriented toward the desires of God, then God comes into your life with all of the promise and the power. Somebody say praise the Lord. Psalms 124, and the psalmist said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. And he lets that hang, and outsiders may not understand that statement, but anybody that's lived for God any length of time understands what the psalmist is saying. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. He said, and now let Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. And let this crowd over here say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on, and let this group over here say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my, and let this group shout, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my, and let these say, if it hadn't been for the Lord who was on my side. And that's an open-ended statement. But if you've been around the kingdom of God, you know, I wouldn't have made it if it hadn't have been for God. David said, I would have fainted in the way. But praise God, he came and saw about me just in time. Praise God. Praise God. It's about the God factor, the fact that God has a covenant relationship with his people. And you need to know this, that God wants to do you good. Shake your neighbor and tell him, God wants to do you good. Go ahead and tell him, he's already died for you. He's already poured out his spirit for you. He's already made provision for the week that is coming. God's already prepared for you. Does anybody believe that? Have you seen that in your life? God is already prepared to do you good. But you have to know this, and you have to understand, we live in a quasi-Christian world that lays claim to promises that it's not entitled to. Just because I believe, or I have a mental process, or I have a desire, or I have a need, our pseudo-Christian world tends to think that the promise of the Word of God belongs to them, but it doesn't come that way. It comes by criteria. It comes by alignment. It comes by having your life in concert with the Word of God. There was a moment when Joshua was about to cross over with Israel into the promised land. Joshua's doing a little reconnaissance. He's out by himself, as leaders often do. He walks out to the Jordan, and he's looking over, and he's considering what it's going to be like. They've been in the wilderness for 40 years, and Joshua's there in a moment of solitude and considering the days that were to come. And there was a figure that appeared to him, and the Bible identifies that figure as the captain of the Lord's host. He was an angelic figure, a theophany that blasted into the temporal world out of the dimension of the spirit. And he had his sword drawn, and Joshua was not afraid. He was a valiant man, and he approached that figure, and he said, are you with us or are you against us? Joshua already had a promise. He'd already been through this. He'd been over to the promised land with 12 guys, and 10 of them said, we can't take the land because we're like grasshoppers. And because of their doubt and unbelief, they wound up wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. He didn't know who this gentleman was, but he wasn't about to let him stop. He wasn't about to let him get in the way of their crossing over into the promised land. He had already been wandering in the wilderness long enough, and it was time to go over into promise. Praise God. And he approaches the man, the angel, the theophany, and he says, are you with us or are you against us? But the angel makes a surprising statement. He said, nay. Which means I'm not for you or against you. But I'm here as the captain of the Lord's host. You got to understand, he's there to not to take your side. He's there to operate within the structure, the construct of the Word of God. We were talking about that this morning. A woman ought to have power on her head because of the angel. If you want the blessing of God, it's there and it's the will of God for you. But there's a criteria you have to live by in order to be the recipient of the blessing. God wants to be in your house. God wants to be the factor of heaven in your life and in your home. But there's a criteria for that. The angel said, nay. But I'm here as the captain of the Lord's host. What he meant was angelic beings are impassive. They'll save you one moment, they'll kill you the next moment, depending on where you're standing in regard to the Word of God. You need to hear, somebody needs to hear that tonight. You're not special just because you're breathing. You're not special just because you're alive and your mama loves you. God's not going to pour out his blessing on you and you're outside his covenant. You need to hear this tonight. You can't walk loose and free with the world and expect the blessing of God in your life. If you want the touch of God, if you want the God factor in your life, there's a criteria. There's a Word of God. There's a heavenly expectation. I don't know about you. Tonight when I lay my head down, I want the angelic host encamped round about my house. Tonight when I get out on these highways, I want an angel riding with me. I told you a story this morning. I've already heard a saving word from out of that realm of the spirit. It saved my bacon. I want God on my side. I want to be able to say, if it had not been for God on my side, praise God. But that just doesn't happen because you were born and you're breathing. Praise God. We've raised up a crowd of people, and I may offend you by saying this, but I don't think it's a good idea to raise children to stand up and say, I am somebody, besides being confusing. But the question is, who are you? Who are you? I'm somebody. You are, and you have value dependent upon the nature of your character and what you do in your life. You have value based on what you do and how you live and what you are. You got to get this. You got to understand this. They're trying to build self-esteem in little children, and they're not telling them the key to self-esteem, which is hard work and due diligence and taking care of business and living according to the word of God and walking with character among men and being honest and having integrity. And if you do that, you won't have to shout about yourself. Somebody else will shout for you. Well, praise God. Anybody want the God factor moving in your life? There's a biblical criteria. Psalms 125. I'm going to get us out of here in a hurry tonight. If you want the Holy Ghost, better get it. Won't be any long, sad altar call tonight. If you need it, you ought to just get up and get it right now. I did that. They in the middle of the service, they said, if you want the Holy Ghost, you can get it in the middle of the service. I stood up. I didn't know what I was doing. Holy Ghost was leading me. Got the Holy Ghost right at halftime, right in the middle of the service. They shut it down, and they had prayed me through, and they went right on and preached some more and had some more church. Praise God. I guess the implication there is, if you feel that touch, if you hear that still, small voice, you need to respond to it. I want to talk to the church about that. This altar is open and live all during the service. And if something moves on your heart, you need to make your way down to that altar and spend it. We're not going to stop for you. We'll just let you go ahead and have yourself a time and get it right and get it ready. And those magic moments don't just come at regular intervals. You need to. When you feel a bump, you need to jump. When you feel a move of God in your life, you need to respond to that. Somebody say praise the Lord. Well, not everybody else is moving that way. Well, it's not about everybody else. It's about you and about what God's doing in your life. If you need to bury your face in an altar, do it. Praise God. Psalms 125 and beginning with verse 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. Everyone say it cannot be moved. Mount Zion is stable and it is strong. And the psalmist said, if you trust in the Lord, you'll be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but which abideth forever. The God factor in your life creates stability in your house and in your life. If you're tired of being blown about by every prevailing wind in culture or society, by what people think and by what people say and about the willy-nilly business on a job site or something like that, you need to get the God factor moving in your life. I'm telling you, you don't have to be a spineless, weak-kneed individual, but you can get a hold of God in your life and have confidence and have strength in your person and in your identity. That's the will of God for you. God wants you to stand like Mount Zion. God wants you to have stability in your home and in your life. Not chaos. You walk in your house and your home is in chaos. You walk in your marriage and you're fussing and fighting like cats and dogs. And the children are disobedient and you can't get a handle on your life. My God, you need the Holy Ghost moving in your home. Stability. Somebody say stability. The God factor will bring stability to your life. One day you're one thing and the next day you're something else. You're a chameleon. You're changed with the colors of whatever's around you at the time. And you go home and you hate yourself for it because it makes you a liar. You're at the house of God and you're, oh, praise the Lord. And you're out with the world and you're snickering and laughing at what they laugh at. And you have the greed of the world in your heart. And you can't control your impulses. And you can't control your mind. And every imagination of your mind is evil continually, but you're miserable and you're up at night and you're late at night walking the floor and you want some stability in your life. It only comes one way. You need God moving in your life tonight. You can be like Mount Zion, stable, the same on Sunday, the same on Monday. Somebody looks you up 5 years from now, they know who you're going to be and what you're going to be. Somebody say praise the Lord. I'll tell you this, it's time to be for real. It is time to be for real. Your game playing days, I'm talking to you in the Holy Ghost tonight. Your days of playing games are over. You need to get an understanding about the brevity of life. It's your soul that's hanging in the balance. It's your family that's hanging in the balance. It's the calling of God on your life that you're playing with. Letting the moods of the day drag you around by your nose. But the God factor in your life, I want this in my life. I want my friends to know I'll be there and I'll be dependable. I want God to know that come rain or shine, I'm going to be there and I'm going to be dependable. I want the people of God to know that I'm going to be stable and I'm going to be there for them. My God, the Bible talks about people that are not dependable. They're like a sore foot. They're like a tooth that's got an ache in it. I want to be stable. I want to be dependable. Our world is filled with people, and the business of commitment is something that our world has jettisoned, and it's grown tired of it, and it seems boring, and it seems old. But give me a man or a woman who can speak a word and then stand by it. Take a vow and stick to it. Make a plan. Offer a commitment and walk in that. I'll tell you what the kingdom of God needs tonight. It needs some people that have the God factor flowing so deeply in their lives that their commitments are as strong as Mount Zion. Brother Travis, I don't know about you, but when the dust settles, I'm going to be here. I don't know what you're going to do, but I've made up my mind I'm going to be a worshiper of the Most High God. When the doors are open, I'm going to be in the house. When it's time for prayer, I'm going to have myself a prayer life. Somebody say praise the Lord. Come on now, somebody's going to come looking. Some hungry soul, some Larry Booker's going to come knocking on this door. God, there's got to be a church here. Some Gary Ellis is going to come looking for salvation. There's got to be a church here. There's a Cornelius in this city right now praying that God would send him somebody. There's got to be a Peter on the rooftop saying, God, I want to walk in your will. Praise God. No time for you to take a vacation from the things of God. No time for you to take a sabbatical from your consecration. No time for you to go off and say, I'll be back and I'll be apostolic in a little bit, but I've got some fun I want to have. No time for all that. My God, I need the God factor moving in my life. I need stability in my life. That kind of stability will cause you to prosper in your relationships. You'll have that elusive quality of trust in your relationships. Oh, what a rare and what a fine thing trust is. And how rare it is to find. People that you love, you ought to be able to trust them. People that call themselves friends, I ought to be able to depend on you. And people that call themselves children of God, God ought to be able to call anytime, day or night. The church ought to be able to call on you. Stability. The God factor. Praise God. I want God woven into every piece. piece of the fabric of my life. Praise God. Praise God. Psalms 1 says if you'll get God deep down in your life, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Matthew 7 declares that if you'll obey his word, you'll be like a wise man that builds his house upon a rock. And the storm's going to come. Rest assured, the storm will come. But the wind will blow and the rain will fall, but it can't find a place of access to compromise the integrity because there's stability in that. You've got the God factor moving in your life and you've become stable. You're not like the world around you that's just blowing and wandering and aimless and untoward. You got a vision in your life and you've got direction. Praise God. Praise God. Psalms 126, 1 and 2. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. Praise God. When you've got the God factor moving in your life, you may be fallible like others around you. You may stumble, you may fall, but the God factor creates the possibility for restoration. My God, I may not be perfect, but I want God moving in my life so I can be restored. It terrifies me to think of being like Esau and seeking for a place of repentance carefully with tears, but I can't find it. The Word of God says that when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that were in a dream, and our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Praise God. When the God factor is present in your life, God will correct you, but he will restore you. If you're out there on your own without God moving in your life, judgment may come down on you that there's no remedy for. I really want God moving in my life. Somebody say, praise the Lord. There's a difference between the captivity of Israel in Assyria and the captivity of Judah in Babylon. That's an interesting thing. They both went into captivity. Israel, because of their backslidings and their spiritual adultery, went into captivity in Syria. Judah, because of its backslidings and because of its adultery spiritually, went into captivity in Babylon. But the difference was this, that when Jeroboam took Israel into Samaria, he wanted a different form of worship. He didn't want to stay with the worship of the temple and the one God of Abraham in Jerusalem. And so he made false gods and they went to a mountain in Samaria and they worshiped there. But Judah clung to Jerusalem and to the temple and to the word of God and to the God of Abraham. They both came under judgment, but one of them resurfaces after 70 years. Judah makes her way back to Jerusalem and becomes the people of God from that point on the timeline down to the ultimate destruction of Jerusalem 70 years after Jesus. And the Israel that is there today is the remnant of that people that came back out of captivity. They've been judged for 2,000 years, but God brought them back. I hope you can hear this. Even if you're not doing well and you're not doing right now, you keep God in your life. You talk to him and you say, now there'll be some that'll say, oh, you might as well leave it if you're not going to do it all together. I'm telling you, you better keep a contact with God. You better keep a little fire burning with God. You may not be doing it all together perfectly, but there's a chance for restoration. You don't want to get to a place where you say, I'm leaving Jerusalem. I'm leaving the temple. I'm leaving the church. I'm leaving the truth. I don't believe that anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. Everybody's going to come into a place where they need redemption and where they need restoration. But if you don't have that connection, if you don't have that God factor continuing in your life, maybe judgment without remedy. I had no idea this service was going to go in this direction. But I, in the Holy Ghost, I am talking to somebody that's had, you've been straddling this fence for a long time. You've had a foot in and a foot out. And the Holy Ghost is calling you tonight. Holy Ghost is moving in your direction tonight, soliciting you, appealing to you, pleading with you. It's time. You need that. You're thinking right now, the world is saying, oh, it's so good out here. It's so sweet out here without all of that bondage and without all of that connection with the church. Life is so easy and life is so sweet without it. But you mark this service tonight, you'll hear these words again. You'll feel this same presence again, and you'll wonder how in the world you ever wandered off from the things of God. There's a door of mercy open for you tonight. There's a portal of grace that's open in this house for you tonight. I don't have any guarantees about time or about the duration of it. But if I were you, I'd run to this altar right now. I would run to a place of mercy right now. My God, church, let's pray just for a little bit. My God. I need God in my life. I need that component, that spiritual power in my life. I need to be connected with Him. I'm going to have a need. I'm going to come into a place of crisis. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I don't really want to go any further. There's restoration open for you right now because you haven't broken your ties. You haven't left it completely behind. But tonight's a night for restoration. Tonight's a night to get it right. Tonight is a night to make your way back. Come on, church, pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need somebody that can get a hold of God. I need somebody that can travail for somebody else's experience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This seems so irrelevant to life, but I'm telling you, you're going to walk in a place where all your resources are exhausted. You're going to be looking for an answer, and God's the only one that's going to have it. That's right, church. That's right, prayer warrior. That's right, intercessor. That's right. If you need the Holy Ghost tonight, better sooner than later. Better tonight than wait a week or a month. I'd reach up, I'd get a hold of God tonight.
Atiderecita da cata.